Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court have signaled support for Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity for his acts while in office. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports on the nearly 3 hours of high court arguments over the issue on Thursday.
Five of the conservative justices had clear doubts about when, if ever, criminal charges could be brought against a former president for actions he took while in office. Here, for example, is Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Conspiracy to defraud the United States can be used against a lot of presidential activities historically with a creative prosecutor who wants to go after a president.
Counting judicial heads, it seemed clear that the court would, at minimum, send the Trump case back to the trial court for further proceedings, thus ensuring that no trial on the election obstruction charges would take place before the election. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main graduation ceremony because of ongoing anti-war protests on its campus. A pro-Palestinian encampment was set up on Stanford University's campus last night. The White House is weighing in on the growing protests on college campuses. Karine Jean-Pierre has stressed the importance of free speech on all sides.
Protests must be peaceful. You know, students must be safe. When we see violent rhetoric, we have to call that out. When we see physical intimidation or grotesque anti-Semitic remarks, we have to speak that out.
Jean-Pierre says the White House will not comment, however, on calls for the president of Columbia University to step down. In a major foreign policy speech, French President Emmanuel Macron says that Europe must scale up its defense amid rising challenges of a changed world. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that Macron cites Russia as an existential threat to the continent.
In a nearly two-hour speech at the Sorbonne University, Macron said Europe must wake up to the fact that it's not sufficiently armed to confront Russian aggression. He said Europe cannot count on the U.S. and must have sovereignty over its economy and defense.
La bataille n'est pas encore gagnée.
The battle is far from over, he said, and for the next decade, the risk is huge. We have to be lucid. Our Europe is mortal and it can die. Macron hailed how Europe came together to face COVID and major economic crises. He said it must now build a common defense, including the creation of a continent-wide anti-missile shield for the future, much like Israel's Iron Dome. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The U.S. has announced a temporary troop withdrawal from Chad. The move comes after the Central African Nation's Air Force ordered a halt to U.S. activities at an airbase near its capital. A Pentagon spokesman says it's part of an ongoing security review. This is NPR News. The FCC says broadband internet providers may not favor some content providers and users over others. The new rule essentially revives Obama-era net neutrality standards that were abandoned during the Trump administration. Net neutrality declares broadband a utility that's similar to phone or electric service. The Biden administration is implementing four new rules as part of its climate control strategy. The EPA is giving coal-fired power plants up to 15 years to capture harmful emissions or go out of business. The Democratic Republic of Congo is urging technology giant Apple to provide more information on how it sources minerals used in its products. As NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu reports, the country says it's concerned that the minerals are sourced from longtime conflict zones.
A law firm representing Congo says in a statement that it's giving Apple 3 weeks to respond to questions on the origins of key minerals used in its products. It says Apple's past assurances were not backed by concrete or verifiable evidence. Congo is the world's leading producer of tantalum, copper, and cobalt, a key mineral used in electric batteries, but armed groups control large parts of the mineral-rich east of the country. Congo has accused international companies of fueling the violence by doing business with armed rebel groups. Apple said last year that an independent audit found none of its minerals were directly or indirectly sourced through armed groups. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
And I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.